The Headline Challenge. BBC Tees.
And here is the Baron himself, editor of the Northern Echo, Peter. Baron, good morning to you.
Morning, Gully. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Peter. Very well indeed, thank you. Your story is?
Story's about a race course in Australia where a jockey was hurtling down the race course into the final furlong. He's coming to win the race when his trouser elastic snaps and his bare bottom is bared to the world, and he's pipped at the post.
Goodness me, finishing second place,
yeah,
with a bare backside on display.
Yeah.
Your headline to go with this story is...
And they're off.
We see exactly what you've done there, Peter.
Thank you.
It be good enough, though, to present some points to the Echo on a Friday morning? Sarah from the breakfast team, who would, if this happened in red car races, would avert your eyes, I presume.
Well, obviously, Ali and Peter, in the name of research, I had to search out the picture to have a look.
And
he's got his bare bum out.
Right, OK, Sarah. Any other thoughts on that, or shall we move on?
No, let's move on.
Alternatives are...
pages and pages and pages of them today. Thank you to everybody who's sent them in. I'm sorry if I don't read yours out. But not thank you to Rob. Rob, that's very rude. Very naughty boy. Denise from Hartlepool...
So Rob is the sport.
No, it's not. There is another one.
Okay, right.
He's naughty as well, but there you go. Denise from Hartlepool says jockey briefs, which is very good.
Oh, yeah.
Jill and Ed said the TV film saying who bears wins. Bill and Pat both say sleazy rider. Darren, Alan and Richard say crack the whip.
I like that.
Yes.
This is good as well. Pam, Malcolm, Archie and Jamie all say red bum.
Oh, red.
Yeah.
Mick says rawhide. Andy says first pants the post.
Oof.
And Peter says, I think this is quite clever, breeches broke. Like
the Grand National course.
But the one we're going with, I think this is brilliant.
The jockey was called Blake Shin.
Yes.
He was riding a horse called Miss Royale.
Yeah.
Right. What are we going with?
Place your butts.
Place your butts. You picked the wrong one. You should have got... Hey, crack the whip. You should have had crack the whip. Surely crack the whip.
Place your butts is...
I would have given it... I'd have surrendered if you'd gone with crack the whip.
Well, there we go. We shall see. But I did think they were all very funny.
Place your butts. BBC Tees Breakfast. And they're off. Northern Echo. I carry the arbiter of all things fair to pass judgment. Only I may suggest on the headlines as opposed to the jockey's backside. So, who's getting the points today?
I think they're all good today. Points each, making it 8-2. Tees wins the week.
I demand a steward's inquiry.